You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, world. What separated your deep ball from everybody else?
My deep ball, it has a little secret sauce to it, man.
I never get too high, never get too low, but just keep moving.
The whole story is Carlos never beat me in any kind of sports in high school.
Welcome to the Orange is the New Black podcast. I am your host, Ace Boogie, joined by my co-host, Zim. Zim, say what's up.
Hello, world. Welcome back, Houdé Nation. Been a little minute since we talked to the people. Like, Ace, tell people, what have you been up to since the playoffs are starting and the Bengals were not in it?
Honestly, man, I just been taking some time to just spend some time with the family and stuff like that, catch up on projects. I did watch some of the playoff football that happened. For the most part, I watched, obviously, the Squealers and Browns game, watched the Ravens and Titans game. I watched another game as well, but for the most part, just trying to get into mode of looking at prospects and stuff like that. So those are things that I've kind of also started on with gathering like film and stuff on certain prospects, looking at the boards, kind of looking through some of the mocks of what's happening right now, and just kind of really looking at this team and trying to evaluate certain things going forward. Obviously, also keeping up with the news on Joe Burrow, always keeping that post there as well. Obviously, the Frank Pollock news was definitely dope.
How do you feel about it? I'm about to say, let's talk about the Frank Pollock stuff for a second. Like, the Frank Pollock stuff, I had hinted at it a couple times before on the show, just saying, period, like, this is the guy, if he's available, that can make this team a lot better. Looking into it, I saw you did something. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, but what were some of the things that you were talking about on your YouTube at New Start City in regards to Frank Pollock with this current team?
Yeah, I think I was saying that for the most part, this move made sense. I think Frank Pollock, when there was a separation between the Bengals and Frank Pollock, a lot of us were scratching our heads because he kind of made lemonade with lemons based off of this offensive line. He did a great job. I think a lot of us felt like he was one of the best offensive line coaches we had had in a while. So it didn't make sense when they separated, but I think it really made sense once Adam Gase was moved on from in New York, that kind of opened things up for him to be able to return. I think that it's a great move because not only is he the offensive line coach, he's also the run game coordinator, which he kind of had a role in a little bit with the run game last time. But I think that it was just a home run kind of hire. Like, the fact that this offensive line also has to be upgraded in talent, we also know that it needed to have an upgrade with the coaching. And although some people may have wanted Willie Anderson and other people like Callahan to come here, it just seemed like this move was more feasible to still have that impact of bringing on a Willie Anderson or a Bill Callahan. Frank Pollock is somebody that we're already familiar with. He knows the players, he knows the linemen, and we know what he can do. So I thought that it was an amazing pickup for the Bengals. On mute.
I'm sorry. And I think one thing that I think the Bengals front office have to get their kudos for this, because you got to think, there are seven teams out there with openings right now. Frank Pollock could have been positioned to do a lot of different things for a lot of these teams. We're talking about possibly working with guys like Urban Meyer or different things like that. Like, for them to get Frank Pollock at this stage with a guy that's going to start off the season on the hot seat, either he's got a deep affection for Cincinnati that I just didn't know was there, or like something. I saw the you know, how it crosses paths with Callahan and different things like that. And maybe he just, you know, maybe he just talked to Zach and felt really, really good about it. But clearly the front office had their hand in it to even get, I think, his attention on it. One thing that Zach Taylor was talking about at his press conference, and I think my boy James might have asked him this, but someone, or even Paul Dana might have asked him this, but he asked him, hey, like, do you think that you have all the control on the team's like day-to-day stuff like coming up? And Zach Taylor said yes, he did. Now a lot of people are saying like, no, that's not true at all. But I will say this, if he does or he doesn't, I feel like the front office had their hand in making sure that Frank Pollock, you know, like came back. And I just think it's super, super underrated. I know I didn't post a lot about this on my gram or whatever, but it's just a super, super underrated move. And I think like from a run perspective or pass perspective with the guys that are currently on the roster and the guys that are coming up, I don't think we have to question coaching. I think you could finally look at like the players that are playing those positions, whether it be guard or tackle, and say, this is on you. Because in 2018, we seen this guy make Billy Price play decent. I watched a bunch of highlights from 2018 all the time because I was really, really searching for answers, even with AJ Green in the slot, where he played primarily in the slot 2018. And a lot of different blocking schemes and different things that they were doing in 2018, it was cool. Dalton was getting the ball out really, really quick. So I don't know if that is, you know, like maybe that's not very fair to say that Frank Pollock is just a man and if you can't play good, whatever. But it was very clear that the offensive line was playing a lot better with Frank Pollock with some of the same pieces that they just had in 2020 where they underachieved. We knew that they didn't have a good line. They played like they didn't have a good line. 2018, they didn't have a good line. They played pretty decent, average, good enough to go to the playoffs. How about that? So the Frank Pollock hire to me is a slam dunk and super, super underrated.
No, facts. I'm with you on that. So one thing that we decided to do, initially we were going to do kind of an award show, and we were thinking about it, and we already know that you guys listen to all kind of podcasts and stuff like that. So we wanted to switch it up and do something a bit different. Like, it's kind of mock draft season, right? And we're all talking about which players we want. But something in the dilemma with that is you don't know what is going to happen in free agency, right? Well, we have an answer for that. We're going to do a free agency mock. And then after the free agency mock, we're going to try to do at least one round if we can. If time permits, we're going to try to do one round in the draft based off of that. So we're going to go into free agency. We're going to be Duke Tobin.
What the hell happened to him? I don't know if you guys can see this, but hopefully you can hear me. But pretty much Ace is saying that we're going to put on our GM hats today. He's got it set up. We're going to try. I hadn't heard this. If anyone had done this before, I apologize. But we're going to do our version of a mock free agency draft. Experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. Yeah, but I think he's back.
Big Ben just tried to take out my router because we just had his funeral the other day. Ooh. So sorry about that. We just had his funeral, but yeah, we're gonna do a mock free agency.
How that Stiller pack hit?
That Stiller pack is hitting great, super loud,
super loud through the super glass, loud. Breaking glass, knocking pictures off the wall. Corvette.
So let's get started. Obviously, we're the Bengals. We're Duke Tobin. You guys have asked for us to be the GM. We can't go to the Bengals and say hire Ace and Zim as the GM, but we can do it virtually. We're gonna try to do this. And our way of doing this. So first, this brings us to
they'd be like, "Ace, yeah, we'll think about you, but that crazy looking dude with that hair looking like that dude that be going crazy on Sundays, we don't want no parts of that guy right there."
Stupid, like,
for real, they don't want nothing. They don't want my crazy ass in the building. But let's go. My bad.
But nah, we good. We gonna let Zim make some decisions here. Obviously, you guys can throw some input here. Please,
I definitely need your help. I called everybody here. We need your help because. Yep. I can't be the only voice of the for the people right now. We're gonna go into free agency with an open mind, and I'm gonna get some input from the fans tonight.
All right. So the first thing that this brings us to is we gotta clear some cap space, right? We've got some carryover at $8.5 million. We've got $5 million reserved for draft picks. We got $114,000 in dead money. And right now, we can clear some space out. So, Geno Atkins, I'm just going to say, I think they already said Geno Atkins is not going to be back this offseason. There's going to be a mutual parting of ways. So, with that report being out there, we're going to go ahead and cut, unfortunately, my guy Geno Atkins. That brings us next.
Real quick, they can't. I know people see the restructure button all the way on to the end.
Right.
We can't do that live because it's just going to take too long. So we're just cutting and we're just don't making some big time moves right here.
Bobby Hart. We cutting Bobby Hart.
We're cutting Bobby Hart.
I'm gonna cut Bobby. Yeah, I think we're cutting Bobby Hart
because I would restructure. I don't think Bob Hart would like what I'm talking about because currently, right now, what is that 5.9 and then a 1 million cap?
We save 5.9 million by cutting him. That's almost 6 million there.
Okay, so I would have that's a guy that I think would be a great swing tackle, just like Geno. I just think Geno is just time to move on, honestly. So I would have been in favor of cutting, but the Bobby Hart, like, you know, we just gotta. I would have restructured, but for the sake of time and this thing, we're just going to keep it moving, and we got to let them go.
Right. So we're going to move away from those two players right there. So that's going to give us about 16 or 15 million in additional cap space. Now, this is the page where we have to re-sign our tag players. This is where it gets interesting. Obviously, for the sake of this show, like Zim is saying, we're not going to go through every single person. So Samaje Perine, he's a dog and all of that, we're not going to.
Nah, you know, give me him.
You want Samaje Perine?
Yes, I do.
How much money for a year for Samaje Perine?
give me a 2 year for $3 million.
$3 million? All right. So let me put my commas in here.
I feel like running wise, and people, y'all can talk to me, as far as efficiency throughout the year, when he was on the field, like he was very, very efficient running, and the numbers say that.
All right. Samaje Perine has accepted our offer. Yes. We've got Brandon Allen. This is interesting, right? Because Brandon Allen definitely looked like the backup quarterback against the Texans. But then the next game, he was back to Brandon Allen that we had saw originally. Right. So are we re-signing Brandon Allen? Let me know in the comments, too. Somebody said keep Brandon.
For me, I'm going to say I want to keep Brandon, but I'm going to tell you why I'm not, though.
Let's wait and see what the free agency market is.
There's somebody that I think I want in the free agency market that I think is there to be had.
Now, don't forget, this is another option to it. Like Zim is saying, we don't necessarily have to re-sign these guys now. So if we want them to test free agency, we can. They still will be there. So we can do that, like Zim is saying. So right now, we're holding right now on Brandon Allen. AJ Green, it's hard for us to say whether or not – it's hard for us to predict whether or not what's going to happen, right? I think AJ has said that. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm glad that I spent the time in Cincinnati. So for now, with us not having that as a known, we're going to leave that where it is. Your boy John Ross.
We can't – AJ's got to go to Green Bay, bro. We got to let him – we got to let him fly like a peacock. We got to
let him fly like a peacock.
We got to let him fly, bro. He's got to go play with Aaron Rodgers, bro. John Ross, we got to let him go fly. He's going to go to San Diego.
I know you're not keeping Erickson.
I said San Diego. I'm sorry. The Los Angeles Chargers.
I know you're not keeping Erickson. I know you're not keeping Erickson based on our conversations. Mm-mm. Quentin Spain. That sounds like a dude that you –
I know. You don't want Ethan Carter?
Ethan Carter? I mean, we can see what's up there, though.
I will say this. Frank Pollock is at his best playing with a fullback. Ethan Carter can play a little bit of H-back.
After seeing that the Ravens have a 300-pound, like, fullback, I got to see what's out there. Like, they make 300-pound fullbacks now. Like, I didn't even realize dude was 300 pounds. So, I'm going to wait and see on Ethan Carter. Nothing against Ethan.
That's what they tried to do with Jake Fisher. Remember Jake Fisher? They tried to convert him into that.
That was bad. Quentin Spain, though.
Yeah.
Are we re-signing him right now? All right. What are we offering Quentin Spain?
We're going per year. 2 year. I'm gonna go look at the market value. Oh, I should have pulled that.
I got the market value for you. Hold on. I think I'm not mistaken, the market value on Spain is $4 million a year.
See, and I was about to lowball him for the 3.2.
You want to try 3.2? Should we lowball him? Or
because if he doesn't accept, we're going to take it. We're going to chalk it up as we lost and we can't get him. So if we go too low.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just keep on doing this.
Our best offer for Spain. If he doesn't take it, he just doesn't take it. Somebody's saying $2 million. I don't think Spain is taking $2.5 million a year.
I don't know, though, because Spain, you got to think of the situation coming from Buffalo.
It wasn't a good one. $5 million a year. So that's 2 years. $10 million.
No, we're not giving him five. Like, let's go 4.2.
All right.
His value's four. I think
how much are we guaranteeing?
If he starts, see, the only thing is the Bob Hart money, if you gave him 5.9 to give Quentin Spain a potential starter, because if you're signing Spain, you're signing him to start.
How right, much so is it? I'm going to go with $4.2 million for 2 years. So that's – don't get it twisted. That's $8.4 million total. I'm going to say we're going to guarantee 90% of it. That sound, right, that sound cool? All right. He accepted the offer. Quentin Spain is back in the fold. We got him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. This is where it gets interesting. Carl Lawson.
All right. So we're going to sign Carl Lawson because – I don't like our – I've seen some guys in the draft that I like later in the rounds, but I don't like them starting next year. So, Carl Lawson is, to me, with the re-signing of Jesse Bates, is the number one thing that we need to make happen in right. William Jackson, right?
Right. See, William Jackson is here too now. William Jackson is out here too. So, Carl Lawson – from what I did with my research, I think I got $11.6 million a year is what they're saying over the cap is saying that Lawson.
I feel like he's going to get more.
I think he's going to get more too. I think you're right. So are we going 13? Are we 12? Like,
man, you got to think, bro. Carl Lawson in 2017 had a base salary of $465,000. 2018, $470,000. 2019, $645,000 in 2020 just got 2.1.
So Tyler, we gotta involve. We're gonna involve the chat in this one. So I got my man here. Let's see. My man Tyler is saying give him $11 million. See if he accepts. Fuse is saying give him 12. So how about we bring it in the middle and we give him. We offer him 11.5 a year.
But like this, this is one thing I want. This is one thing I do want to say. Say that he doesn't accept it. Do y'all want to keep it like realistic where another team we in our imaginary world, another team just outbid us and we didn't get him?
It could happen because we haven't gotten the free agency yet. So if we get in the free agency and let's say we don't make Lawson an offer on day one and he goes somewhere or someone else does, that could happen with this formula. So somebody is saying $12.4 million. Are you offering Carl Lawson $12.4 million a year average salary?
That's how many years? 4 years.
4 years. I think we could do 4 years. I agree with that.
He's gonna want and out of that, he's gonna want like half of that guarantee. So you gotta be at like 50-60% to get to guarantee like 20-something million.
$12.4 million.
Nah, but times four.
Oh, times four, yeah.
So we had to guarantee like
60%.
20-something, almost $30 million.
All right, so we're going to guarantee 60%. That's cool, Zim, or you want to go higher? 60 is cool?
That's really good.
Moment of truth, people. Carl Lawson has accepted the offer. He's staying in Cincinnati. That is one big chip back in the fold. We got Christian Covington, Mike Daniels, Xavier Williams. Are you keeping them now, or are you waiting and seeing with those guys?
Give me Christian Covington and Marcus Hunt.
Now, just for cap purposes right now, we've got $48 million left for right now. Before we get into free agency, before we can see the other guys and all of that.
Give me Christian Covington and Marcus Hunt. I'm about to sign them for nothing. And Mike Daniels.
All right. What are we signing Christian Covington for?
Christian Covington about to get 1.2.
1.2 million for Christian Covington. 1 year? 2 years? 1 year?
1 year.
1 year. How much guaranteed? 50?
Gotta be at like, I have a guarantee. 60? Yeah, get at 60 again, because that would guarantee half of, yeah, like.
Christian Covington has accepted our offer. He's back in the fold. Mike Daniels. What we give on our dog, Mike Daniels.
All right, so culture-wise, I think Mike Daniels, like, proved it, whatever. Mike Daniels also is not going to be a big name, but a lot of teams are going to look at the film in this, and Mike Daniels can still do a lot for the team. I'm just thinking about him in regards to other – what would other teams be willing to give Mike Daniels based off of him coming off of a healthy season? Got to be, like – we got some people say pass. I don't know what his value is now. Like,
somebody is saying $2 million. Somebody's saying offer Mike Daniels $2 million. That seems like a
I think Mike takes it just based off of how
the energy.
Let's try it. Remember when we went and got what's we call it? He said he loved it here.
Yeah. So we're gonna go $2 million. Are we gonna say 1 year, 2 years?
2 years. He's gonna want stability. He's getting long in the tooth. This is probably his last stop.
How much are we guaranteeing? How much are they going to do? Like 60, 65?
Yeah. Let's go see. I feel like 60, like giving guys, see, but we got to be careful off that cap though, guaranteeing all this money now.
That's what I'm saying. That's
and he get hurt. So like, this is the decisions that GMs think about every day, people. It's like, this guy get hurt just like how Reader got hurt. You're on the hook for paying. With someone guaranteed that you're on the hook for paying it.
The other option of him is he could still get to free agency. We have technically two chances to re-sign him. So if we lowball him now and he doesn't take the offer, we still can re-sign him in free agency. Technically, this isn't free agency. This is teams get a chance to retain their players before free agency happens. That's what this is right now. So are we going to try to give him the $2 million for 2 years and see if he just takes it 65%? All right, cool. He accepted it. All right. So we got Mike Daniels back in the fold. A lot
give
of
me Marcus people, Hunt.
Marcus Hunt. What are we giving Marcus Hunt?
Giving him $750,000
for
Marcus Hunt. You can't even give him all right. Hold on. Give him $1 million.
$1 million.
And we're only going to guarantee 25% of his salary.
Whew. $1 million 1 year?
Yep.
25%.
Right.
All right, Marcus, what you doing? He accepted. Marcus Hunt, the Estonian, is back in the building.
Josh Bynes can roll.
Josh Bynes can roll. McKenzie Alexander.
Do we want to get input from the people on this? Like, I just feel like Josh Bynes.
I'm with you on Josh Bynes. I'm with you on Josh Bynes. We got some big pieces here, though. We've been spending this money. We got $44.5 million left before going into free agency.
We about to make a splash in free agency and have some cash left over with that 44.
We still got two corners here, McKenzie Alexander and William Jackson III.
I need both of them.
You need both of them. All right, what are we offering McKenzie?
So McKenzie just got four, didn't he? How much did McKenzie just get?
McKenzie, I believe, got $4 million for 1 year.
All right, so we're going to run it back. We're going to give him back. We're going to give him – no, because in the real world, you got to give him a little – he proved his worth. He came back. He played almost a full healthy season, minus the berry picking.
Minus the berry picking.
I think if you stretch it out longer, though, we could offer him more years, though, right?
Yeah, we could offer him more years.
I mean, I could give him less money if I just stretch it out a little bit further.
Right.
So maybe give him a 3 year because we're going to be selling them more. We need you to be part of our championship.
All right, 3 years. He's
going to take the discount.
What are we doing, McAttack? How much are we paying them for each year annual? Is it $3 million?
It got to be 3.2.
$3.2 million for McAttack. How much are we guaranteeing?
40%. I really don't feel like I really had to guarantee him too much because I don't feel like it's
market. Offer rejected. McKenzie said, nah, bro. Nah, y'all tried.
Damn, bro. I thought we was going.
McKenzie has decided to test free agency. William Jackson III. This is the most interesting one right here because, like you said earlier in the show that Carl Lawson was vital to this team. You also said William Jackson III is vital to this team. How much are we offering William Jackson III pending free agency? We don't know who's going to be in there. We don't know what the corner market is looking like. We don't have any leverage.
I think this is the toughest one. I want to get feedback from the people. Because for me, I'm going to tell you straight up, I want to sign him.
All right, we're going to go with what 777 Material is saying here. We getting the chat involved.
He not taking that.
Hold on.
No way. No way. In real life, no way. Do y'all know that William Jackson III is about to be the number one corner in free agency? And fans, it kills me every week that people be dogging him, because I be like, man, look, like, did you see the Rams game this past weekend?
Right.
The Rams game.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey is really, really good, but he's only good because they get so much pressure on the quarterback that it makes his job so much.
I'm sorry, Zim. I'm sorry. The chat is speaking. Diddy done joined in on
Let's just try it. Bengals are not going to get – they're going to lose. Dog, did y'all see last offseason? What's the dude they signed from the Byron why I don't want to say Byron Scott? They signed with the Dolphins from the Cowboys. Remember he was the number one corner?
Right, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the dude that signed with the Dolphins.
Byron.
But this is the thing you got to keep in mind, Zim. This isn't the final offer. So if we try this and it's trash, we can always go into free agency and say, hey, we're going to offer you $18 million now. This is a last-ditch effort, which most guys generally turn these deals down. It's like the Bengals trying to lowball them, and then they're like, nah, I'm going to test free agency. So we can throw this out here. And see, I think he's rejected.
I just don't want y'all in the chat to be talking about no daggone Pat Surtain when we get to pick number 5. I swear I don't want to hear that crap.
Would you be more comfortable with 10? It seems like you're not comfortable with 8 right now.
I'm not comfortable with 8. I really feel like he's going to get like 12 plus for sure.
All right. So 12? Like, we're giving him 12. Now, mind you, that's going to come out of this free agency money. We got $44.5 million.
All right. Go ahead. Give him 10. All right. Let's go 10. Right, and watch this. When you get rejected, because y'all talking this $8 million in the chat,
We're gonna go with eleven. We're gonna go in between 12 and 10. So 11, 3 years. What percent is guaranteed? I put 60. Is 60 good?
He's gonna want it. Free agency for him is about to be stupid.
All right. Yes! Offer accepted. William Jackson III is back in the fold. That brings us to free agency. So we're going to go ahead and let that simulate. So everything that's happened with other teams is in here. Free agency, day one. We got $36 million left in cap space. All right. Zim. GM Zim. Mm-hmm. Let's look at what's available right now. Quarterback, Cam Newton. Phillip Rivers. Jameis Winston. Edge, Bud Dupree. Allen Robinson. Wide receiver, Matt Judon, Edge, Shaquille Barrett. Let's go to somebody.
Go to quarterback real quick.
Hold on. Before we do that, let's look at the linemen. Before we spend money, let's look at the linemen. So for the tackles that have entered free agency right here, we've got our old friend, Bobby Hart. We've got our other friend, Cedric Oboihe. But we got Taylor Moton, Sam TV, Robert Reeves.
Not with Trent.
We've got Kendall Lamb, Cameron Fleming, Kelvin Beachum, Garrett Bowles, Cam Robinson. It looks like he must have been retained. Ronnie Stanley, though. That doesn't even make sense with Ronnie Stanley. That must be a bug, because didn't Ronnie Stanley just sign an extension?
I thought so. I don't think this is updated like to today. This is like
today.
Right. So Trent Williams ain't signed with – for real?
When I first ran this, Trent Williams was there, but that was like last week. I don't know.
Somebody got to tell me in the chat, did Trent Williams get re-signed by the Niners? And I know for a fact Stanley got extended. For facts.
Stanley definitely got extended for sure. So I don't know what that is. But looking at the guards, we got Brandon Scherff, Joe Tooney. We got Sweezy. Jason Peters is there. Austin Blythe, Pat Elflein. We got some options there. Center, Alex Mack, Pouncey, is a couple guys there. Defensive line, Leonard Williams, Sheldon Rankins, some notable guys. We got Sue out there. There's a couple dudes there. Let's look at the edge. Ryan Kerrigan, Shaq Barrett, talked about a lot of these guys early on. Nothing there. Let's see. Linebacker, Levante David, Hassan Reddick, Josh Bynes. Corner, you got Pat P. And Mackenzie Alexander, our friend, is still out there in free agency. Quarterback is what you wanted to look at as well, Zim. We got Cam out there. We got Blandy Dalton out there. We got Mitch Trubisky. We got Tyrod. We got some options. It's looking
y'all
like
want dog. Y'all want Dalton?
Y'all want Dalton back? So all right, we got. All
right. So by show of hands, y'all can tell me. And I'm gonna go to. I need to go.
Wide receiver, Allen Robinson, Adriel Jeremiah Green, Chris Godwin, T.Y. Hilton, Marvin Jones, Marvin Jones.
Hey, bro. This Andy is
Watkins.
I'm gonna tell you.
Ernest Samuel. Corey Davis, John Ross, Rashard Perriman. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why this is very, very tough. Because there's so many different ways you could go, right? And I'm telling you right now, off of that list right there for just wide receivers, Curtis Samuel is the guy who I would want. He runs a 4-3. I talk about stretching the defense out, everything like that. I know they use him as kind of like a gadget guy in Carolina, but that's the guy that we could use to stretch the field out. But it all depends on, to me, what price tag. If we don't get him, then you know for 100% when I go to the draft, you know who I'm looking at number 5. When we go to this mock right after here.
That's fact. That's fact.
But I will say this. The biggest thing right now that I think we all agree on is offensive line. We want to make a splash, and it's going to be the first day. Right?
Right.
I'm going to guard play. And I'm going to guards, and that's something I know that you told me before. And you said it many times, the Bengals do not pay guards.
But this is a different offseason. Like you said, this is a different offseason.
It's a different offseason. So for me, my number one person that I think that they should sign from the guard position is Brandon Sheriff. I think Joe Tooney is attractive in the fact that I think you could get him for a little bit lower than what he would probably get at any other places just because of his ties with Ohio.
All right, got you.
But so I want Sheriff.
Brandon Scherf, how much money per year are we offering him?
Ooh, doggy. We're going to offer Brandon Scherf. I talked about this morning. I think it's 11 mil.
11 mil.
Let me make sure of something. I want to look at something real quick.
Somebody said Brandon is long in the tooth. Why y'all hating? Right. I know y'all want
Joe Tooney. If that's just it, Joe Tooney got more games under his belt, I'm sure. Like Joe Tooney ain't no spring chicken.
The chat wants Tooney. The chat look like they want Tooney, but we're gonna go with Brandon Scherf. 11 million. I'm 3 or 4 years. 4 years.
4 years.
4 years. How much is guaranteed? He doesn't have to accept this. And this is the hard part about this is because we're throwing out bids, but we don't know who's going to.
I'm throwing this out there because I looked at some contracts. Kevin Zeitler gets 10.6. Graham Glasgow gets 11 for 4. Roger Saffold gets 4 years for 11 per. And Andres Pete is the number one paid guard at 11.5. So I want to say 11.5. But one thing I was going to do is because I want Brandon Scherff now, just being realistic in the free agency market, he's going to want to be the number one paid guard in the NFL. Right. 11.5, 4 years seems to be what other people are getting. He's 29 years old, but his chart, I mean, he's going up. He currently makes 15. Did you know that?
Nah, is he franchised or no? Was he franchised?
I don't think so. But that's the guy I want. All right. I feel like that's the splash of the offseason.
How much are we guaranteeing? 70? Are we starting at 70?
70. 60. Let's go 60 because agency, the offers, this is gonna be probably Brandon's probably his biggest contract, right? This is it.
Do we make an offer to Joe Tooney or do we wait and see if Brandon Scherff does that? Now we are risking that Brandon Scherff could say no and Joe Tooney could be gone. So
this is just day one of free agency, right?
Hey, I appreciate y'all in the comments. Y'all said that y'all loving this. I appreciate that. So this is day one. So we can skip and go to I'm done submitting offers for today. It looks like
Tooney and Scherff were both tagged. That's how he ended up with 15.
Gotcha.
So hold on. Now that would mean I need to change that offer then. Because there's no way. I mean, me paying him 11.5 is going to make him the highest paid guard in the NFL.
It looks like since we made that offer, it's locked. I can't change it.
Shoot.
Doesn't look like we can change it.
I think I just overpaid by a lot. Because, I mean, Yeah. He's gonna accept that.
All right. So we're gonna put all our eggs in Brandon Scherff. We don't wanna make any other guards. It looks like we got Spain back, so we should be good at our other guard position, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right. Now, what's next? Are we looking at tackles? Are we looking at centers?
Let's take a look just to.
This is through the lens of Zen. So let me know. Where you're going to go. Let me know where you want me to go. No. I think next show, I'll try to do it from my perspective.
All right, bet.
I'll be the person picking, and we'll let you drive.
All right, bet. If we're doing it like that, all right. Now, I'm gonna show you how quick. I was trying to factor in other people's feelings with it. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I would do then. All right, let me see the tackles real quick, please.
Yes, sir. So we got. Can you see that? Can you read it for me?
Yeah, I can see it. See, David Bakatari or whatever, however you say his name, is no way he's going to sign with us. Go up to the top, bro.
Ronnie Stanley, that shouldn't even be there.
No tackles. We're going straight to the draft with it. All right, okay. Let me see wide receivers.
Now, Taylor Moton is there. I don't know if you want him or not.
No. I just don't think we can afford to pay
a guard.
15 I just gave Brandon.
Right.
And then come back with that. I'm going to be all tapped out before I even get to anything.
Bet. So now we have receiver. Who you taking that receiver? I know you mentioned Curtis.
Curtis Samuel.
All right, bet. What are we offering Curtis?
Curtis Samuel, we're going to offer him 6 point. Let me see something. Let me make sure I got this right. $6 million. 3 years. I don't think he's going to take it, but this is what I'm going to just offer him. Do y'all see what I'm doing? I'm making it so that the board is going to be wide open when we get to number 5. And nobody going to be saying, oh, but we ain't got no guard. Oh, we ain't got no wide receiver. It's going to be wide open. We get the best player available.
How much we guaranteeing?
What percentage? 50%, please.
50. All right. Offer in for Curtis Samuel. Where are we going next?
Let me see cornerback, please. Quentin Dunbar? I really like Quentin Dunbar. Mike Hilton would be a good person to steal away from the Steelers.
He would be.
Get some intel. Jimmy Smith would be a nice person to steal away too. Get some more intel. These are two.
I think Jimmy Smith was extended. I think this isn't all the way updated. I think Jimmy Smith just signed like a 2-year extension with the Ravens.
All right, let me.
Alexander is still out there. Don't forget your boy. He rejected.
He rejected me the first time. I'm no longer even conversating with him because you ain't like my offer, bro. We not even talking right now, bro. All right, so we're gonna go. Let me see. All right, let me send this to Quentin Dunbar.
Boom.
Quentin Dunbar. Man, this is kind of tough, bro. Like, see, when Ace does this, he's gonna already have all this stuff. I got to look at his current contract right now. Currently, he gets 3 years for 5.7. So, what is that, 1.9 or something?
I can look it up real quick.
That's like 1.9 or something. All right. So, look. So, we're going to offer Quentin Dunbar a 2-year deal. No, we're going to give him the Mackenzie Alexander treatment. We're going to give him a 1 year for $2.4 million.
How much are we guaranteeing?
We're guaranteeing 60%.
All right, bet. All right, offers in for Quentin Dunbar.
Let me see the kickers.
Perfect. Smart man. They don't have any kickers. Come on, y'all. Yeah. That's not realistic. Only Colquitt. All right.
All right. So I think that's for day one. Let me see Edge real quick, though.
Bud Dupree. Judon, Shaq Barrett, Kerrigan, Justin Houston, Leonard Floyd, Solomon Thomas, Tyus Bowser. It's some Takaris McKinley of all people.
After that fiasco,
Charles Harris.
Let me get Aldon Smith.
What we getting, Aldon Smith?
$1.2 million, 1 year.
All right, 1 year. How much we guarantee you?
We're gonna guarantee 70%.
Somebody said it. Why y'all said that's disrespectful? What's up, Jacob?
What, 1.2? He ain't doing that. He just got back to the league. You better take this meal. I'm giving take him the money. Beggars can't be choosing. What you mean? That's a good.
That's a Mike Brown bargain right there.
Yeah, that's not even a day one action. I just don't want somebody to steal him away from me. But you get the vibes. This is what it is.
Melvin Ingram is there too. I ain't see him. I ain't see Melvin Ingram.
I don't think we got Melvin Ingram money. You want to send him something?
No. This is I don't want to
because if you say we got 44 and I still got to sign,
we got 36 now. We got 36.
Right, and this is the other part that y'all not catching too is that you need
12. Oh, they said for Dunbar Jacob said Dunbar was the we tried Dunbar. Apparently, is what Jacob said.
He was getting 1.9 or something like that. I just gave him 2. Then I sent him 2 million. This is the part that people not hip to is that by the time we get to the draft, all of our draft picks going to cost us another 11 to 13 mil.
They are factoring that in. They do have.
Oh, it's already in there?
Yeah, it's already in there. It's already in there.
Oh! All right, Now we can't walk away. We have to get somebody from the edge. To me, that's like one of the biggest holes that nobody talks about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so give me Solomon Thomas. We're gonna base this off of what we believe Solomon Thomas can be with our brand new defensive line coordinator. So okay. We're gonna offer Solomon Thomas a 1-year deal.
Okay.
What does he currently make? Let me see something.
He's still in his
he ain't gonna get that.
Definitely not getting that draft contract. Did not live up to it. One thing I can do is let me look up over the cap.
He currently gets 7.1.
Hold on, over the cap is gonna give us his valuation. So they're saying from over the cap, they're saying, wow, that's not gonna happen. They're saying that he's worth $610,000.
No way.
Yearly.
They're just talking about that fifth year. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
He has been a bust though. He has been a bust.
That's what I'm saying. Like he made it through his 4 years though, too.
Did he make it through 5? Did they deny the option on him?
Bro, he didn't even play this past year, did he?
Nah, barely. That's what I'm saying. He can't really say I want a whole bunch of money.
He signed a 4-year deal in 2017 for 20.
Diddy is saying, if you need some help, Diddy is saying $4 million. A year for 2 years, 40% guaranteed.
All right, let's do that now. See, I'm basing this off of like Solomon Thomas is what Marcus Hunt they wanted him to be, but he never had the attributes. Solomon Thomas can be unlocked, and we just need another piece. We're gonna go to the draft for our edge, but I don't really know enough about edge in the second round even yet. I haven't researched that enough yet.
Nah, I was good.
But let's go. All right, so if y'all think Solomon Thomas is done, right? All right, I'm going to listen to people. A lot of people saying Solomon Thomas is done. Out of this edge list, is there anybody that you guys think that we should make an offer to? I'm not about to spend all of my money. We only got 30-something million. I already offered Brandon Scherer 15. I already offered, like, that 30-something mil is about to be gone.
But what I will say is, a lot of them reject a lot of this stuff. I haven't yet... When I've made an offer, had something go through so far. Now, that's not to say it can't because we kind of threw some money out there, but it's not like from what my experience is with this, it's not like we're going to 100% sign all of these dudes. Somebody going to say no.
Somebody say Judon. I never liked Judon's game like that, bro. Like, I don't.
Me either.
Somebody
said Shaq Barrett. Now, we did. Remember.
All right, so let's. But see, Shaq Barrett was that 1-year wonder like that. Like, what did Shaq Barrett do this past year?
Shaq Barrett this past year? We can look it up. Hold on.
Shaq Barrett do this past year that makes us – because I was about to say Floyd. I had two
Shaq
people
– Shaq Barrett has 8 sacks. He had 8 sacks this season.
All right, run it. Let's do it. let's send an offer to Shaq Barrett. What's Shaq Barrett currently made right now, y'all?
Over the cap, I'm gonna look at the over the cap valuation. They say that Shaq Barrett should be offered $14.6 million a year.
Heck no, Shaq Barrett, send them $6.9 million.
Oh my goodness, That's less than Carl Lawson. That's way less than Carl Lawson. But
yeah, because Carl Lawson is a sending Shaq. But I mean, eight sacks
isn't bad. He had But the year before he had like six, right? Hold on.
Nah, the year before he went crazy. That was the one that made us. He was bro. He made a Pro Bowl.
The year before he had, I mean, eight sacks to the Bengals right now sounds pretty good. But he had 19 and a half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the year before he went crazy.
But you got to think about it. Nobody had eight sacks for the Bengals. But you're right, though. So we're going to say 6.9. All right, we're going to go with 6.9.
He about to throw our contract out the window.
Out the trash. All right. How many years?
3 years.
How much guaranteed?
That's the way we're going to get. We're going to guarantee 100% his contract.
All right. 100% guaranteed.
All right. That's it for day one. Let's run it.
All right. Bet. All right. I'm done submitting offers for today. Curtis Samuel. Nope. Did they accept any of our offers? Curtis Samuel, decline your offer. Shaq Barrett, decline your offer. Damn. Brandon Scherf, decline your offer.
How?
Solomon Thomas, decline your offer and accepted a 3-year offer of $6.9 million per year from the Browns. Auden Smith, decline your offer. Quentin Dunbar, decline your offer. Nick Vigil got signed to the Cleveland Browns. Everybody going to the Browns.
Dalton backing up Herbert for $12 million for 4 years.
Cam Robinson accepted a 4-year offer for $8.9 million with the Chargers. I'm just – Marvin Jones is going
– Right. $3.9 for four years.
All right.
Hunter Henry was on there?
Josh Bynes is going to the Washington football team. All right.
Oh, you know right. the one – you see that dog, Ty Nasecki was there for 2 years for 4.6?
Yep.
Why didn't I see tackles right there?
You didn't want to look at the tackles.
You pulled it up and I didn't see it. Damn.
All right, cool.
Washington football team got raped for Josh.
Matt Judon went to the Jags. All right, bet. Next day. Day two.
Run it back. So hold on. All right. So we just saying which one call it $15 million, Sheriff.
We sent him 11 the first time.
And somebody else took it.
Oh no, Joe Tooney is still out there.
Hold on. I thought I made the mistake and accidentally sent him $15 million. Remember?
Nah, we sent him $11 million. We sent him our like $12 million or something.
Up
like
the
that.
Ante, bro. Like we have to make a splash.
All right, how much? We going $15 million?
We're gonna go $13.6 million. Making him the highest paid guard in the National Football League. We're gonna guarantee 90% of his contract.
90%. All right.
We're going to front load this contract, though, people. So on the back end, what Brandon doesn't know is we're going to make sure we can get rid of him year three or four, like no problem. But we're going to give off the break, bro. You looking sweet. We're going to make you look real. You're going to be happy. Your family's going to be straight. Welcome to Cincinnati, Brandon, because you're coming with us for 4 years. All right.
So we got him. We going back and making some more offers?
Yeah, we need to get an edge rusher for sure.
Curtis Samuel still out there. Edge rusher.
Curtis Samuel, he could kick rocks. He didn't accept that offer. That was the best thing I had for him, for real.
Bet. Leonard Floyd,
let's do this. So I didn't send him nothing the first time, right?
Nope.
All right, so Leonard Floyd currently gets
over the cap evaluation. They're saying. Now we might have to go higher than what they're saying, but hold on, where we at? Where
he
we
had
at?
A 1-year deal for $10 million. We're gonna offer him.
They're saying that he's worth $11.5 million. Is their evaluation of him?
I think about our team, and I think about like how everything's constructed, and we're trying to replace Dunlap. Floyd would be the size, everything that you know that Dunlap was. Yeah, let's go Leonard Floyd.
All right. How much are we offering now?
So we're gonna offer Leonard Floyd $11 million per, and we're gonna do it for 3 years this time. We're gonna give him stability.
All right, how much are we guaranteeing?
We're gonna guarantee 50% of the contract.
All right. Offer in for Leonard Floyd.
All right, so let me blow my screen back up.
Alden Smith rejected our offer. He said, y'all tried me. Charles Harris is out there too.
Well, Alden Smith, get your life together first before you think you could be a Bengal. All right.
Where are we going next? We're going to corner.
I ain't gonna lie. All right, so let me see the defensive line, please. Sue.
Leonard Williams, Sue, Malik Collins, Dalvin Tomlinson, Devon Goodshaw.
I feel like we re-signed. Didn't we re-sign three of our own though just now?
Don Terry Poe was down there.
Didn't I get Hunt?
You got Hunt, you went Covington. And got Covington and Mike Daniels. We brought them all back. All
right, yeah, we can get off that. Let's go back to wide receiver, please.
All right. Allen Robinson, AJ Green.
All right, let's go. We need some speed. Give me Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin. How much we offering him? You want me to see the evaluation?
Over the cap.
Chris Godwin. What you see? What we got? Hold on a second. I think Godwin might be getting paid. This is probably realistic that he could leave, because let's just say in another world, the Buccaneers win the Super Bowl. He's got to be the guy that they're like, we already got our Super Bowl. Go and get your money somewhere. They're saying $10.5 million injury adjusted, 8.2 regular. What are you offering Godwin?
Eight mil per 4 years.
How much is guaranteed?
70%.
Bet. All right. Chris Godwin got the offer.
And notice, people, I stayed away from Allen Robinson. I think the price tag is just going to be too steep for me.
Your boy Terry McLaurin, that can't be real. He can't be out there. There's no way.
Yeah, what's wrong? Yeah, something's wrong with that. This is like his second year in the league. All right. Let me see tight end.
Jonnu Smith, Derek Cook, Jason Witten's old ass.
Jimmy Zach. Let's go get you. We want to get Zach Ertz or Kyle Rudolph.
Whatever. Let's go with Ertz. Let's go with Ertz. Bring him back to the Natty. So let me see. Zach Ertz.
I'm pulling it up too as you're saying this too.
They are saying 5.4 million.
Run it. 5.4. That's exactly what we're going to give you. 3 years.
How much guaranteed?
Ooh, boy, you do this. Guaranteed. We're going to guarantee 75% or 70%. One.
All right.
So
we looking at you. I know you mentioned Cam. I don't know if you want to do that until you see who.
I need to get the team first. Quarterback going to be last because we already know our starting quarterback. Bet. That will be available week one.
Bet.
But go back to guard. Then we really need to get this straight. Hold on. I did send the new offer to Brandon Sheriff, right?
You did.
All right, let's run it. That's it.
So we're not making an offer to Tooney, just in case. He could leave. He could
maybe it's gone. Because so much of the fan base is like always talking about Tooney. It's just like made me really reluctant to like make that move. Maybe that's just like the inside hater in me that I just don't know exists. But something about Tooney just does not feel right about him in Cincinnati to me.
Okay.
Something funny about it. I can't explain it. It's just my gut. I just think like I don't know if it's an injury or something. I just don't feel like Tooney in the Bengals uniform is going to work.
So we done submitting offers for today, right?
Yes.
All right. Let me see. There's nowhere where it keeps.
We ain't got no age though. Oh, we sent to Floyd, right?
Yeah, we sent one to Floyd. Leonard
Floyd, it would be so sweet. I never even thought about that in a Bengals uniform. Like, he just looks good.
Zach Ertz was the only one that accepted our offer.
Brandon Sheriff, bro. Like,
Brandon Sheriff declined our offer. Chris Godwin declined our offer. You
lucky I'm in the war room and I don't want to curse my colleagues. But Brandon, we done with you. We going back. Like, let's go get Joe Tooney.
So, we landed one fish. Zach Ertz. So we do have Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is coming to the Natty.
Bro, Colts gave Cam Newton 17.5 for 1 year.
That is not accurate. All right. So we back to the guards. It's dwindling. Remember, it was out there. Brandon Scherf is playing hardball. Tooney is still out there.
Brandon Scherf again. Let's go.
How much we offering them this
Brandon,
time?
Brandon, I'm sorry about our last conversation, bro. Like, I just was very frustrated. We really want you to be a Bengal. I'm really fed up with all that crap. You know, like, I want you to be successful, and I think you could do that here in Cincinnati, Brandon. We want to offer you $15.9 million. That is my final offer, Mr. Sheriff.
How many years? 4 years?
4 years this time, Mr. Sheriff.
How much is guaranteed?
65%, Sheriff.
Offer in. Do we want to make Tooney an offer? Or do we want to roll the dice? I mean, we can still run and see it. You said that this is our final offer. So maybe Joe Tooney is still there. But this list did dwindle.
He's gonna be gone. If we don't go get Sheriff right now, Tooney's.
What if we offer them both the same thing?
Right, and then only one of them is gonna get it, right? Right. Let's do it. Let's give Tooney.
I hope it works like that. I don't know. That would be a disaster if it didn't work out that way. So, do we want to take that risk?
Yeah, no, let's do it. I'm not scared. I mean, what's the worst that happened? We got two elite guards.
All right, what's the offer for
Tooney?
For Tooney,
15 flat.
Bengals fans in the comments, we're answering your prayers.
Tooney, I'm very sorry about that stuff I said about you. I know you read that. I don't know how that broke online, Mr. Tooney, but we're good people. We want you back in Ohio. We know you have ties with Dayton. We recently saw that your sister liked a couple tweets talking about Tooney coming back.
Come back home.
So I'm not trying to jump into your family business, Mr. Tooney, but if you want to make your family happy, you should listen to your sister. $4 million, we're gonna go 50%.
50%.
And Tooney, that we didn't offer Sheriff anything. We always thought you would be like the best. So
all right. Where are we going next? Where are we going next? We got
go back to wide receiver, please.
Wide receiver. We're back out here.
Anybody want Corey Davis? He's bigger. I feel like him and T. Higgins are gonna run the same exact route tree. I like his yards after the catch, though, more so than T. Higgins. T. Higgins is going to be a better talent. But anybody want Corey Davis? I know if y'all been following me for a while, I was the Corey Davis. I was on the front of the train for the Corey Davis. Choo-choo.
Let's see. Somebody says yes, Corey Davis. Some people say, nah, we need speed. Yes, we need.
He delivers a little bit of speed more so than what it's
somebody a is, speed. Somebody's trying to say he's weak.
Who's saying he's weak? Did y'all see him this year? He was going off. What are you talking about? Like that?
Corey Davis is a stud.
I don't know.
Somebody says we need a playmaking DT. Somebody says is them you funny?
I'm being dead serious. All right. Let's go back to Curtis Samuel.
All right.
Because I really feel like that's the type of player that we really, really need.
Really need, right.
I offered him $8 million the first time. Oh, no, I only offered like 6.8.
Yeah, you offered him like 6. Let me see.
6.8 or something like that.
They're all right, saying so, Curtis so Samuel time. Over the cap. The valuation on him.
We got Zach Ertz, though, y'all.
They're saying 6.5, so you wasn't too far off. Or 6.9, my bad. They're saying 6.9.
All right, we're going to overpay. Let me give him $8 million for 3 years. I'm trying to go. By the time we go to the draft, I don't want to hear nobody talking about we got to get somebody based off of because we got a hole on the roster. We're going to get whoever we get to strengthen our roster.
How much is guaranteed?
So we're going to guarantee 65%.
All right.
I think some of them offers before they didn't take because the guarantee money wasn't sweet.
Could have been.
We'll never know.
All right. We still anybody looking at edges?
Anybody with Deshaun Jackson? Get some more speed.
Deshaun Jackson, he's out there.
All right. So, click all, please. All right. So Leonard Williams, some of the best guys. Chris Godwin. And so our Leonard Williams, we put the offer back in.
Leonard Williams, we didn't make an offer.
We didn't. Let me do that again. I think Melvin Ingram is going to cost too much.
Maybe Leonard Williams. So we're making Leonard Williams an offer. Now, Leonard Floyd. You made an offer last time to Leonard Floyd. All right, Leonard Williams is the kid.
I am getting a little tired. I'm sorry. People are like, my bad. That's not what I meant. I want Leonard Floyd.
Bet.
I feel like his body type for what we're doing in that scheme, like, I don't know. I just think it would really work. And it's the perfect Dunlap clone for real.
All right. So what we offering Leonard Floyd?
So the first time, then we offer him 11.
I think so. I think his evaluation was like 11 and a half, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's 11 and a half. So we might have to overpay.
All right. So let's go. We're going to make a splash. Let's go 13 mil. We about to get Leonard Floyd, bro. I'm not playing around with these people.
All right. 4 years?
4 years. Leonard Floyd.
How much we guaranteeing? 70? 75?
Yeah, 75%. Bad. I can't guarantee you everything, Mr. Floyd. I'm sorry.
All right. Is that where we at with it? I think that should be where we at, right?
I think that's it. If we strike out on all these boys right now, I just don't even know what to tell y'all.
All right. Curtis Samuel accepted your offer. Brandon Scherff declined your offer. Joe Tooney accepted your offer.
Yeah!
Floyd accepted your offer. Still got $6.6 million left. I don't even think we need to do that. Like, let's just wrap here. We're at an hour right now. Zim just really knocked this out of the park. We got Zach Ertz. We got Tony. We got Leonard Floyd. There's somebody else. Who else am I forgetting, Zim?
We got Zach Ertz, Leonard Floyd, Joe Tooney.
Here we go.
Joe Tooney and Curtis Samuel.
So we just did that. So next.
How much cap space we got left?
We got $6.6 million.
Shoot. I think we want to try to we went and got P. Ryan. We re-signed P. Ryan. We got the defensive tackles already. Yeah. We re-signed our own. We're going to come back in the season and go get like – see, I would entertain a Leonard Williams, though.
I can give you the recap right here. So, apparently, this is the roster as it stands right now. Joe Burrow, Ryan Finley. We got some running backs. Wide receiver room right now. Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Auden Tate, Stanley Morgan.
Nice.
Fullback, we don't have anything. Tight end, Zach Ertz, CJ, Drew Sample, Mason Shrek. Offensive tackle right now, Jonah Williams, Isaiah Prince, Hakeem Adeniji. Yeah. Guard, Quentin Spain and Joe Tooney, Billy Price, Xavier Suafilo. And just keep in mind, with Trey Hopkins having that injury, Billy Price is probably starting center. B.J. Finney, Michael Jordan, Fred. There's a lot of competition at the guard position. All right. Defensive line. Re-signed Christian Covington, Mike Daniels, Marcus Hunt. We still got DJ Reader, Tupou. A lot of people forget that we got Tupou coming back.
Tupou, my boy.
We also have Renell Wren coming back. A lot of people forgot about that, too. Edge, Carl Lawson, and Leonard Floyd. Woo! Sam Hubbard, Khalid Kareem.
That's lit.
Linebacker room, everyone pretty much minus Jordan Evans.
We use a lot of draft capital on the guys, and we banking on our future with those boys. Keep in mind, we're gonna play a lot of nickel. We got a lot of corner. I know what we're about to do in the draft.
We thin at corner. We got what matters though. William Jackson, Trey Waynes, Darius Phillips.
I'm gonna tell you. You
want to try to make an offer for Mackenzie Alexander with this last $6 million?
Let me see the corner. All right. This is the thing. This is the
Dunbar
one.
Dunbar is still out there. Your boy Dunbar.
Let me see tackles real quick.
All right, tackles.
Because the way I just set that up, it made it so that we absolutely have to go get Penny in the draft. If you paid attention to the roster, we went and got Samuel, right? So all the Jamar Chase, Devonta Smith stuff is now off the table.
Taylor Moton is still out there. Riley Reiff is out there.
But see, they're not taking that six. And that's all we got. We can't be left with nothing.
All we got is, 6.6.
We only got like $4 million because we need $2 million in emergency money and when the season starts up and anybody goes down.
Right. Okay.
Cedric Oboye, it is.
Got quarterback out here. Jameis Winston is still out there.
All right, let me see the corners. Hey, I ain't signing that, man.
Quentin Dunbar, Terrence Mitchell, Mackenzie Alexander.
Rashawn Tim.
Brian Allen. I think that was a dude they brought in. Mike Hilton still out there. Eli Apple.
All right, Ryan Jimmy Smith. Harvey. Let me send up something real quick.
Jimmy Smith already re-signed with Baltimore.
In real life. What about Ronald Darby? He gonna want way more than nah.
Nothing for Darby.
Pay him $4 million 1 year. Just see what happened. He not taking that. He had a good year.
$4 million 1 year. How much guaranteed?
100%.
All right. Boop. Anything else?
We need a tackle, bro.
We do need a tackle. I mean, Riley Reiff.
All right, Riley
Reiff. Taylor Moton. Send him that same. I don't know if we can afford
Moton. Moton going one like tackles get paid like the high end tackle. Taylor Moton has got to be like the third ranked tackle going to be available in free agency if Trent didn't get accepted. I mean, if Trent didn't extend his, so Riley, we just don't have that type of money.
He's 32. Nah, they saying that Riley want $14 million. There's no way.
Nah,
there's no way. So
I would take it. Look at the bottom of the list.
Bobby Hart.
Give me Bob. Let's go. Bob Hart, $3 million, 2 years. I know they
One thing people don't want to say,
bro, he could play a
don't forget, Frank Pollock liked Bobby Hart.
Bro, I think he could play a number of positions.
How much you guaranteeing?
I'm guaranteeing 50%. Boom. If people hate Bob Hart, let me tell y'all how many sacks he
– Bobby Hart accepted your offer. Bobby Hart is back. Ronald Darby declined our offer.
AJ McCarron went for $1 million.
3.6 million is what we have left.
I'm going to tell y'all this. If you go look at PFF, Bob Hart allowed 5 sacks on the whole entire year. On the whole year. Two of the sacks. One sack was the one play when – y'all remember when Ryan Finley scrambled back and lost 20 yards? Y'all remember that play? It was like 3 weeks ago. That was one of the sacks that had no business on. Another one was one early in the season where Joe Burrow went back. So – this is something I look at weekly for Bobby Hart. So, really, he only allowed 3 sacks on the whole year. As much as you might hate Bobby Hart.
All right. So, I'm just going to say that's going to wrap there. We don't got to spend the 3.6. So, that's going to – let's get into the draft.
I feel like the way we just did it, I love that team. But it forces our hand – It did the exact opposite of what I want to do. First round, we have to go get Penny. And then second round, we got to go get a corner.
All right. So it looks like they got a summary here of what all happened, right? So we re-signed Samaje Perine. Just recapping for those who just may have joined late. Samaje Perine, we brought back. Spain, we brought back. Lawson, we brought back. Covington, Daniels, Hunt, William Jackson. Zach Ertz, we signed in free agency, Curtis Samuel, Joe Tooney, Leonard Floyd, and Bobby Hart, right? So we good. That's what we rolling into the draft with, all right? So now
– let me just say this to the people. Bro, we got Zach Ertz. Like, to me
– That's a major move.
That's a major move.
That's a major move. That's
out of everything, move. Like, out of everything, I know this was mine, but, you know, what did you like out of –
you know, I loved what you did. Like, honestly, like, looking through the recap and everything, I feel like you hit key areas. I feel like you got great value. I feel like you hit holes. I think that you were realistic even with the Bobby Hart joint. Like, once the tackle class dwindled down and you could bring back Bobby Hart for essentially kind of a restructure, I think that was actually a smart move to make. And I think that you definitely – made some solid like bounce backs. Like, all right, Brandon Scherf, you're not doing it. You're not taking this. We're gonna go with Joe Tooney. We're gonna pivot to him. We're gonna offer him essentially less than what you want, Brandon Scherf, and we got him. You went to Curtis Samuel early. Curtis Samuel was like, nah. You was like, all right, I'm coming back with it again. I feel like you really adjusted as the draft went on, and I think that you did it the right way. You got your edge. You brought back Lawson and Leonard Floyd. The roster to me looked lit, and we haven't even jumped into the draft yet. So I thought that you did a great job of, you know, adjusting on the fly. For this to be our first time ever doing this, I thought that you did an amazing job. I think that you knocked it out the park. Let me know in the comments how you guys think Zim did in free agency, what you loved about it.
What did you hate?
So, do you want to do two rounds? I don't want to hold you too long, bro.
But I feel like we did a lot right there. I think the draft, I think people know what it is with that draft. The way I just did that, like you almost gotta get Penny to me. By allocating that much money to Curtis Samuel, you're pretty much saying these are my wide receivers right there. And Auden Tate is my fourth if he comes back off an injury. To go to Jamar right there, I don't care. Yeah, like it wouldn't make sense then. Like you would be trading back. And I think doing a mock, we could continue this because I think the show's run really, really long. I think we did a really good job of time, honestly, because
I got that's you.
Not a fast exercise to do.
I got you. Here we go. We already into the mock. I got you. We're already in. This is what's happening.
Now, you know who – I mean, if it's not Penny, we got problems, people.
Penny is available. This is what happened. Round one, Trevor Lawrence went to the Jaguars. Two, Justin Fields goes to the New York Jets. Three,
Jamar Chase I talked myself out of all that stuff, but you know what we did? We were active in free agency, and we got the wide receiver that we needed. I feel like – for real, Curtis Samuel might not be the number one wide receiver, but he's the number one wide receiver for us. And I stress that to people. And if you do that, I'm not tripping off of the success of Jamar Chase in the league or anything like that. Right now at that point, if you go get that guy, then you make it so that you don't have to go get a wide receiver or even look at a wide receiver at that point. But even still, it just goes to show you with this exercise, I'm thinking Jamar going to be there. And no questions. He's not even there. So you never know.
The craziest thing that just happened is right before the Bengals pick, the shock of the draft, Jalen Twyman is drafted to the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons decided to go with Jalen Twyman. So I'm assuming, based off of what Zim is saying, Penei Sewell is coming to the Bengals. Is that what you want to do?
No, I want to go Quiddy Payne.
Devontae's out there. Patrick Sertan's out there. But
that's
I think
a little inside joint for me and Ace. If y'all like Payne, I wish that all the luck in the world. But please do not become a Cincinnati Bengals.
I should have did two rounds, bro. I should have did two rounds because Panay's there, and then we would have been able to see
Hey, look, Pitts. We had Pitts still on the board. We're gonna have to trade up. Stop pausing. We got to trade up.
I can't pause.
Pitt's still there, bro.
Pitt's 25 to the Jags.
Micah Parsons. Whose draft is this?
I don't know. It's the difficult one. Apparently, that was supposed to be a difficult one. We went with the real draft.
What is that? DraftKings or something like that? Who are these idiots that just did all these moves just now?
I'm not sure. So just... recapping, so Devonta Smith went to the Lions, Trey Lance went to the Panthers, Patrick Surtain went to the Broncos, Farley went to the Cowboys, Xavier Thomas went to the Giants, Asante Samuel Jr. went to the 49ers, Darion Kendrick went to the Chargers, a lot of corners started coming off the board, Adebo went to the Vikings, Jalen Waddle went to the Patriots, Alex Leatherwood went to the Cardinals, Basham went to the Raiders, Jason Away went to the Dolphins. Zach Wilson went to the Washington football team. Kyle Trask went to the Bears. Ojulari went to the Colts. Gregory Rousseau went to the Titans. Kerry Vincent Jr. went to the Jets. And the Squealers. They got an edge rusher. Kyle Pitts went to the Jags. Micah Parsons went to the Browns. Jalen Phillips went to the Ravens. Sean Wade went to the Bucks. Ronald Moore went to the Saints. Vera Tucker to the Bills. Mumford to the Packers. Joseph Asai. That sounds like the Bengals would still have some pretty damn good options.
Pitts is still there.
Pitts went to the Jags. 25.
Oh, I ain't see that. Oh, all right.
Yeah, he went to the Jags.
You know one name in free agency that I was looking at, though? Hilton, though? I think he would be good for us.
Right.
I feel like we need some veteran corners that could just hold it down if we get into a situation like we just got into this past year. Like, very right. clear that, like, I don't care what round they go get a corner. They need some veteran corners that won't put them in a LaShawn Sims type situation or these other dudes like Jalen Davis. Like, who are these dudes?
Right. Facts. Nah, yeah. But I think you knocked that out the park. The Panay.
You got to save this and send this to me. I got to post this to somebody because that's a good team. That team right there is on the cusp of the playoffs if they can stay healthy.
Facts. So, yeah, we did it. We did mock free agency and a mock draft all in one show. Hope you guys appreciate it. Zim, I appreciate you for rocking with me on that, bro. I'll let you get back to it. Anything that you want to say before we get out of here?
Man, appreciate Ace finding this because this is an excellent idea. That was a really good idea. And I think that we got to run it back next show and we're going to do 2.0. And we're going to let Ace go ahead and go full steam ahead. I think now, too, like me being kind of like the guinea pig for that,
You did a hell of a job for that to be like, think about what all you just did.
They rejected a bunch of stuff.
They did, but you bounced back. I've never had anything like when I did like the test runs and I just put in like one or two players, like I was getting rejected, bro. Like I have never seen them accept something. So for you to go through that and then like come right back and then they accepted it, like that last one was like what, four people accepted? Four out of the five?
Right.
Like it went from one out of the five, 0 for 5, and then you went 4 for 5. So that's how free agency is.
Leonard Floyd on one side, Carl Lawson on the other, and Sam Hubbard still on the
right. I might have to put that on Madden. We're going to have to put that on that's like a Madden good,
thing. That's a good thing. Then you're banking on Kareem Khalid ascending, and then you go get another edge in like the third, fourth round. I probably wouldn't go no higher in the third, but like go back in like the fourth. Like that's like that. That's what I think overall. I think you doing this kind of shows people like, man, if you're active in free agency, then you don't have to depend on the Bengals to just go get all of these guys or y'all have to fight about like, no, we should get this guy. We should go get Panay. No, like you can kind of have it all. You just got to do it the right way and make sure you're keeping track of the money and don't overpay. Like, you know, like that's the thing. Day one, though, you have to overpay. That's just what it is. That's why I think like William Jackson, though, I don't think
we like, kind of got lucky with that William Jackson one. Like, right, there's no way William Jackson's taking $8 million a year,
right? And I just think in free agency, he's the number one wide receiver. So right. We're looking at Byron Jones from last year. I mean, we're looking at 14, 16 million or something like easy,
right? But even if so let's
but
say
I think they franchise him though.
Let's say this, like, even if, just going back, we gave Bobby Hart that $3 million, right? You could easily give that $3 million to William. You could easily give that $3 million to William Jackson III and be at $11 million a year. So if people are saying, oh, there's no way William's going to take that, we could bump that up to the $11 million or whatever it is. And I think we still would have had money because we still had $3 million left over. So even if you want to bump that up to $14 million, you could still do that.
Right. I got you. Man, I appreciate the idea to come up with this. I've been like in the war room with you. I'm very tired. I hope you guys enjoyed this. We need to come back with 2.0. We're coming up coming up for the next show. So make sure you guys retweet this. Make sure y'all show everybody this episode and come back and hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, everything like that. New Stripe City for Twitter. New Stripe City on YouTube. Give us comments and give us some feedback. Tell us what you would do. And we'll take that into factor in when we come back for 2.0.
And be sure to subscribe to Zim Houday's YouTube. Zim Houday. Be sure to get it. We're trying to get him to 1K. Let's get him to 1K so we can get things going. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Orange is the New Black podcast. And
hello, world. What separated your deep ball from everybody else?
My deep ball, it has a little secret sauce to it, man.
I never get too high. I never get too low. But just keep moving.
The whole story is Carlos never beat me in any kind of sports. And